Annie Dugan is an art instructor at St. Scholastica and our host for Where's Art Monday mornings here on Northland Morning. Good morning, Ms. Dugan. How are you doing?
I'm doing grand, Chris. It is a great week in art in Duluth, as always. Thursday, there is a really special opening, two exhibitions at the Duluth Art Institute. The first is an artist named Choling Taha. I was first introduced to Choling when we did an exhibition when I was at the Art Institute called Native Sky Watchers. Her work is absolutely stunning. She's a Cree First Nations artist from Anoka, and I saw her in that exhibition and said, we must have an exhibition of yours at the Art Institute. And her work is incredibly detailed, labor-intensive. She uses Native imagery to express really contemporary issues, have Indigenous stories. The colors that she uses are just deep and striking. She uses very much sort of solitude and wilderness has been part of her life and part of her artwork throughout her life. And she incorporates a lot of this sort of a mystery. It's not a straight narrative when you look at her work. She really includes a lot of sort of the unknown, I think unknown to her and unknown to the viewer as well, to move the narrative story along, and really is interested in the sort of this idea of a shared spirit and shared humanity and how the past can bring in new insights to the work. So that opens this Thursday, July 12th from 6 to 9 p.m., as well as an exhibition called Sonic Divide. It is by Peyton McDonald, and he is a filmmaker, but he did a pairing with visual arts and composition. So it's very much a multimedia experience. The film is called Sonic Divide States, but it is exhibited alongside the paintings by Kenneth Johnson. So Peyton McDonald did this grand bike journey along the Great Divide and had 30 different commissioned scores from 30 different composers that he then performed along the Sonic Divide using his bike, using anything that he found along the way. So he didn't have these traditional instruments to perform these compositions. He just used what he found along the bike path. So that'll be a fascinating exploration as well. And that's the same evening, July 12th, 6 to 9 p.m. at the Duluth Art Institute. Friday at ACO Galleries is the second iteration of Let's See What You See, Friday 6 to 8. This is an exhibition that ACO has done, and it's really exciting. It's all cell phone photography. So they did a huge, large open call for people to submit what they were taking images of. And they have a powerhouse of jurors. Clint Austin, Ivy Vineo, and Vern Northrup are the jurors that selected the work that is going to be presented. And because they had a grant from the Arrowhead Regional Arts Council, everyone who was selected had their work printed and matted through that grant. So it's really a very democratic process, which is great. And that'll open this Friday from 6 to 8 p.m. It's a wonderful way of seeing life through other people's eyes and a way to celebrate all of these different visions that we have in our community. I love that they have Vern Northrup as a juror because he does a lot of cell phone photography and has been really fostered through ACO's programming. And also Friday, I want to say, sort of speaking along the lines of multimedia experiences, Friday 7 to 8 is the Dances on the Lake Walk. It's very much a festival of dance. It's a free program that's been going on for, I think, about 15 years. It's Doris Russell is the creative genius behind it, and there are performances by Duluth, Minneapolis, and Los Angeles choreographers. It's the Freshwater Dance Collective that puts it on. And I love the integration between dance and the visual arts. There's so many overlaps. And Naomi Christensen is one that really embodies this. She has had exhibitions of her visual art as well as performance art. So that's a really fun way to sort of see those creative pursuits flowing between different mediums. And then Saturday at the Lakeside Gallery is an exhibition of Lee Englund's work. Lee Englund is a local treasure. He is a plein air artist. He goes out everywhere around the country to create work, but also here in Duluth. And his paintings will be on exhibition. That opening is 1 p.m. on Saturday. So it's a great week. Put some sunscreen on and go out and see some artwork.
We shall. Thanks so much, Annie. Take care.
Thanks, Chris.
Annie Dugan, she's an art instructor at St. Scholastica and our host for Where's Art Monday mornings right here on Northland Morning 103.3 KUMD.